This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of three political parties ongoing in Singhadarbar. CPN Maoist Center initiates talks to resolve parliament obstruction and enact key bills. And Pakistan passenger train derails, killing 30. Now the news in detail. A meeting of top leaders of the three major political parties has begun today in Singhadarbar. The meeting that took place on the initiatives of Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire is said to be discussing issues ranging from removing the parliament stalemate to the appointments of president of the parliamentary parties. Present in the meeting are Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Party Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey, Chairperson of Main Opposition CPN UML KP Sharma Oli, Party's Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhash Chandra Nemwang, Whip Mahesh Barthula, and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa and Party Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak. The UML has been obstructing the parliament session, demanding the formation of a high-level committee to probe the smuggling of 100 kg gold into Nepal through the Tribhuvan International Airport recently. The ruling CPN Maoist Centre has decided to discuss with all the stakeholders concerned, focusing on possible ways to end the ongoing house obstruction. As Party Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey said, a meeting of the party today that took place at the party's Singhadarbar-based parliamentary party office agreed to sit for discussions with the top leadership of ruling parties and of the major opposition on the matter. Party Chief Whip for the National Assembly, Gopi Bahadur Achami, briefed the meeting about the National Assembly affairs while Pandey reported about the House representative activities. A total of 12 lawmakers, both from the National Assembly and House of Representatives, gave their opinions in regard with the briefings of Achami and Pandey. In the meeting, Party Leader and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directed the lawmakers to contribute to the cause of social transformation along with good governance, prosperity and social justice, and for making the federal parliament more lively, further increasing its efficiency. As Dahal said, he would apprise the major opposition that it was decided to assign to the Nepal Police Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, the responsibility for carrying out a fair investigation into the smuggling of gold via Tribhuvan International Airport. In the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Naren Kaji Sresta, shed light on roles of parties in the federal parliament. As he said, Federal Education Act, Federal Civil Service Act and the Federal Police Act are the top priorities of the government and it is making efforts to present them in the House very soon. It may be noted that the major opposition continues the obstruction of House proceedings since the confiscation of around 100 kilos of coal that was passed out of Tribhuvan International Airport last month. The party demands a fair investigation into the case. Ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Saad Abu Hamid, had a courtesy meeting with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The Secretariat of the Prime Minister said that in the meeting held today at the Prime Minister's residence, Baluwatar, bilateral interests and concerns were discussed. On that occasion, various aspects of the Saudi Arabian government's cooperation were discussed. The Kathmandu District Court yesterday issued arrest warrants against Nepali Congress leader Vijay Kumar Gachhadar and three ministers and one state minister for investigation on the charge of misappropriation of government land of Lalita Nivas. According to Central Bureau of Investigation, Chief Inspector General of Police Kiran Bajracharya, arrest warrants have been issued in the name of four former ministers. According to him, the court has issued arrest warrants against then Physical Planning and Construction Minister Gachhadar, State Minister of the same ministry Sanjay Shah Takala, and Land Reform Ministers Chandradev Joshi and Dambar Bahadur Shrestha. In this case, the Bureau has previously detained 20 accused and is investigating. The search for those who disappeared 4 days ago in Gaurikund of Rudraprayag in Uttarakhand state of India has been intensified. At that place, three hotels operated by Nepalese were swept away by the landslide. In the process, the bodies of three men from Kalikot were found by the Indian police. The dead bodies of Tegh Bahadur Kami, Prakash Kami and Devi Kami of Manma and Kalikot were found. Senior Superintendent of Police of Nepal Police Uma Prasad Chaturvedi, working at the Nepali Embassy in New Delhi, the capital of India, informed that 11 Nepalese are still missing. The Gorahi Lamhi Road section of Dang has been blocked. Under this road section, the road was blocked when a landslide fell from above the road in Lamhi Municipality 6, Gulmohar. District Police Office Dang has informed that the road was blocked due to incessant rain this morning due to a landslide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A police spokesman has confirmed at least 30 people have been killed and 11 injured when a train derailed in southern Pakistan. Several carriages of Hazara Express overturned near Shahara railway station in Nawazsa, about 275 kilometers from the largest city, Karachi. Wounded passengers were moved to nearby hospitals. Rescue teams are trying to free people from the twisted wreckage. Accidents on Pakistan's antiquated rail system are not uncommon. Videos posted on social media showed dozens of people at the site of the accident, with some passengers climbing out of the overturned carriages. One passenger who survived told BBC Urdu he had seen many women and children lying on the ground. An Israeli missile attack near Syria's capital Damascus has killed at least 4 Syrian soldiers and wounded 4 others. According to the official Sana news agency, the attack took place early today. The agency also reported some material damage and said Syrian air defenses had intercepted some of the Israeli missiles. There was no immediate comment from Israel. Israel has for years been carrying out attacks against what it has described as Iran-linked targets in Syria. Iran's influence has grown in Syria since it began supporting President Bashar al-Assad in civil war that started in 2011. Niger's coup leaders have closed the country's airspace after rejecting an ultimatum from West African states to reinstate deposed President Mohamed Bazoum or risk military intervention. The move announced late yesterday came as tens of thousands of coup supporters gathered at stadium in Niger's capital, Niamey, to cheer on the generals who seized power or the National Council for the Safeguard of the Homeland. A spokesman for the National Council for the Safeguard of the Homeland cited the threat of military intervention from the Economic Community of West African States for the airspace closure. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Kosi, Madesh, Bagmati, Gandagi and Lumini province and at some places of rest of the country. There are chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandagi, and there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Madesh and Lumini province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places in Kosi, Madesh, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and at some places of the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in the Kosi, Madesh, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of Lumini province. Currently, Nepal has the influence of monsoon air as well as low pressure area around Bihar, India. Axis of monsoon trough lies north of Sardar near Nepal. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 25.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of three political parties ongoing in Singha Darbar. CPN Maoist Center initiates talk to resolve parliament obstruction and enact key bills. And Pakistan passenger train derails, killing 30. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.